give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Tuesday to you. Hope you're having a great day today. And moving right on through the month of October. And here we are, the 18th day already, and God's been good to us. We've had a wonderful, wonderful month, and just had a great old-fashioned Sunday on Sunday. And this week, this coming Sunday, we'll celebrate 17 years as pastor here at Bible Baptist Church. The Lord brought us here the last of October, 2005. And so 17 years here, and God's been mighty good to us, and we rejoice in his blessing and his goodness, and we invite you out to celebrate with us. That'll be this coming Lord's Day. We have 9:30 and 10:30 for our Bible classes, Sunday school, and then the morning service at 10:30, 5:30 for the Sunday evening service. And we're looking forward to celebrating God's goodness to us through another year. Now, if your Bible's nearby, I want to share something with you today from Proverbs 22 and Proverbs 23. Proverbs 22, verse number 28, the Bible says, "Remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set." And then notice down in chapter 23 and verse number 10, "Remove not the old landmark and enter not into the fields of the fatherless." Proverbs 22, 28, "Remove not the ancient landmark." Proverbs 23, 10, "Remove not the old landmark." Now, whenever God repeats something, it's not because he forgot he said it. He's trying to emphasize something to us. You know, I remember in my day when almost every preacher preached the word. And that was the main job of the church, was to preach the word and not try to compete with the world. God never intended for his church to compete for the world and compete with the world. Our society has become so entertainment-minded that many churches now feel they have to do the same also. And so a lot of times there's not much preaching in churches anymore. It's entertainment. And I'm not against reaching folks, and I'm not against outreach programs and opportunities to get the gospel. But listen, they also need to hear, "Thus saith the Lord." And I intend, Paul said this, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." People say, "Oh, the Bible's too difficult to understand." Not if you have the Spirit of God, it isn't. They keep making all new translations all the time. I would say there's nothing wrong with the old one. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. You don't need another Bible. There's never anything wrong with the one you have. I want you to know that the Bible I hold in my hand today is a supernatural book. And I'm not getting caught up in the modern gospel that's a gospel of convenience and a gospel of comfort, a gospel without the cross, a gospel that permits you to think or say or do anything you want, a gospel that denies the grace of God, a gospel that exalts self to a status of godhood so that anything self chooses is considered right and acceptable. I'm reminded the Bible says there is a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And so God here is emphasizing something to us and telling us, as Paul said in Galatians 1:8, "But if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached, let him be accursed." I tell you, I want to heed that admonition. And I want you to consider, do you see the old-time gospel? Do you see the old-time religion alive and well in the church you're in? Do you see a clear dividing line between sin and righteousness? Are you seeing familiar landmarks? Is there an altar? Is there repentance for sin? Do you see the cross of Jesus Christ? Do you see salvation through faith in him alone? Do you see victory over sin and stubborn habits in our lives? Do you see miracles take place? Do you see God at work in the lives of people? These are just landmarks, signposts that mark the old paths. Is there a burden for the lost? Is there weeping and travail? Is there prayer meetings and prayer time? Have we gotten off the path and we don't know it? Have we substituted movement for progress? Have we substituted activity for power and gold for godliness? I think there's landmarks that we better hold on to, my friend, and not move them as God admonishes us. Number one, we have the landmark of preaching the Word of God. Paul told Timothy, preach the word, my friend. And why do we preach the word? Because it convicts. The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. But the word of God not only convicts, it converts. We're born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. It also corrects, because all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. But the word of God not only convicts and converts and corrects, the word of God cleanses. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Psalm 119 verse 9. But it also conquers. It conquers. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And that's part of the armor that we take on as we do battle with the enemy. But it also comforts. The Bible says, wherefore comfort ye one another with these words. Oh, the word of God convicts and it converts. And it corrects, and it cleanses, and it conquers, and it comforts. Oh, let's get back to the Bible. I'm not opposed to commentaries. I'm not opposed to Sunday school books. But they cannot replace the Word of God. Let's get back to the Word of God. Let's get back to the Bible with the aid of the Holy Spirit. Let's preach it, and let's teach it. And let's let the Holy Spirit put it into the hearts of people. The landmark of preaching the Word of God. And then the landmark of preaching on sin. Oh, there's a time when every preacher preached hell hot and heaven real. Now most of what you hear is psychology or the power of positive thinking and other motivational messages. There's a time when almost every preacher would preach against sin and not just ear-tickling words. Jesus never beat around the bush when he called sin, sin. He said, woe unto you scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites. He said, you lead somebody about and you make them twofold more the child of hell than yourself. Jesus said, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. The apostles named sin, and Paul named sin. The old-fashioned preachers named sin. I know that's not popular, but that's what we need. And most people don't mind the preacher talking about sin as long as he doesn't touch on theirs. Well, I don't like that too well, but listen, that's what we need. There's a time when every preacher preached the truth and not just what people wanted to hear. Let's get back to the old landmark of preaching on sin and preaching against sin. It's wicked, it's black, it's deceitful, and it's abomination in the sight of God. The landmark of preaching the word, the landmark of preaching on sin, the landmark of faith and miracles. Jesus said in Mark 9:29, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Oh, my friend, when's the last time we prayed and fasted for a need? We prayed and fasted for the power of God. Moses cried out to God and God spared Israel from judgment. Joshua cried out to God and the sun stood still. Hannah cried out to God and God gave her a baby boy. Solomon cried out to God and answered to his prayer and got wisdom from God as no man ever had. Elijah cried out to God and fire came down from heaven and devoured the sacrifice on Mount Carmel. When Elijah prayed for the double portion of the Spirit of God, God gave it to him. They called upon God and he answered them. He showed them great and mighty things that they knew not. It shows us how powerful prayer is. Let's get back to the prayer closet, my friend. Let's get back to the altar of prayer. Let's get back to praying earnestly. Let's get back to praying fervently. Praying for the souls of lost family members. Praying for the souls of lost friends. Praying over the conviction of sin in our life. Praying for the solution to our problems. Praying for our pastors and for our teachers. Oh, let God know when you hit your knees and you get alone with him that you mean business, that you're serious about this thing called prayer. We're serious about the condition our country and our churches are in. Let's get back to that landmark of faith and miracles of prayer and fasting. And then let me say, let's get back to the landmark of putting God first. Matthew 6:33, still in the book. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. You know, when people put God first in their lives, a man's word was binding. A Christian's priority is to serve God. The first part of everyone should be to take care of his life, which is his eternal destiny. Why should we be concerned about a few short years here on earth when we have the opportunity to live somewhere forever? Why would we seek the things and only provide for a physical body for a brief time when it's going to fade away, it's going to die? Why not seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness? That's our first priority. I'm not looking for a gospel or a Christianity that is a gospel of convenience and comfort, a gospel that is without a cross, a gospel that permits you to think or say or do anything you want, a gospel that denies the grace of God, a gospel that lets you do anything you want and say that's acceptable. Oh, my friend, we can't remove the ancient landmarks. Do you see the cross? Do you see the blood of Jesus Christ? Do you see the Son of God dying in your place? Do you see Him? Do you see the Holy Spirit of God indwelling you and being able to empower you to live the Christian life? Do you crucify the self and with the affection and lust thereof? Do you see Jesus Christ as the way, the truth, and the life, the only way to God? Do you see that clear dividing line between sin and righteousness? Oh, let's get back to putting God first. Let's get back to putting Him in first place. He's first before the ball games. He's first in our heart and our priority. He's first in the tithe. He's first in our giving. He's first in our priorities. He's first on the first day of the week. He's first in the first part of the day. Oh, my friend, let's put God first place. That's where He belongs. We're to love the Lord our God with all our heart and all our soul and all our mind and all our strength. And then to love others as ourselves. Let's look for those familiar landmarks, shall we? Let's look for those familiar landmarks. Is there an altar? Is there repentance for sin? Is there souls being saved? Are the baptismal waters being stirred? Are there answers to prayer? Is there prayer and fasting? Are there songs of praise being sung to God, or does it sound like a worldly concert? Does it sound like a rock concert when you go to church? Is there the preaching of the Word of God? Is there a man of God to stand up filled with the Spirit of God to preach the Word of God? Is there gospel preaching? Are there priorities? Are there people in church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, because that's a priority to them to gather with the people of God? They will not forsake the assembling of themselves together. My friend, these are all familiar landmarks to keep us on the right path. Have you gotten off the path and not realized it? Why don't you get on your knees today and ask God to put you back on the old path and help you not to remove the ancient landmarks? Well, I'm thankful that Bible Baptist Church, through these 67 years of existence, has stayed by the landmarks, and we still preach the Word, and we still have prayer, and we still see God do miracles, and souls saved, and the baptismal water stirred, and victory over sin and stubborn habits in our lives. God is good. God is good. Let's get back to putting Him first. Let's get back to the old landmarks that God says we ought to have to keep us on track. Well, I hope you have a wonderful Tuesday. And listen, I look forward to being with you again on our broadcast tomorrow. And of course, that's Wednesday, and that'll be church night. And I want to talk to you a little bit about David's mighty men. David's mighty men when we get together for our broadcast tomorrow, okay? I appreciate you listening to Words to Encourage Radio. Share any prayer requests or blessings you have. Brother Bob will give us the details of that here at the end of the broadcast. Have a good Tuesday, everyone. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.